Good morning. 00 hours.
Cloudy.
44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
42 degrees.
NAKPP up and mobile and south.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
42 degrees.
NAKPP. Booyah! Both quiet out here this morning. I stayed up too late. Yeah, we got home about midnight. We weren't too bad. So, although that band was really good. I'm kind of impressed. Well, I played darts, and then I got home to watch the Tyson fight. So that's why I was up late. I asked Alexa when I got home, and Alexa said it was a draw. Is that the case? Oh, no. That Jake, whatever the hell his name is, he went full 8 rounds, and he had it by unanimous decision. So they gave it to Jake? Yeah, he did win it, although there was no moments. It was basically 8 rounds of poking and jabbing and an occasional hit here and there, but no one really landed anything significant. Well, I don't know about that. Stuff that would have knocked me out, but nah. I did see a lot of complaining because I was trying to watch it a little bit, trying to get updates on the phone while we were there, and I did see a lot of complaining that Netflix didn't quite have enough bandwidth to push it all. Apparently they must have had a lot of viewers, so good for him. He can draw that kind of crowd at his age in that sport. Good for him. At the end of the day, that's probably all that matters. Yeah, no, I thought he did all right. But like I say, he, they went the eight rounds. I don't think anybody was faking it. So at least, you know, there wasn't that. But they may have, I don't know. I don't know if anybody had anything more, you know. It's hard to say. All right, anyhow, I just picked up Donald, and we're heading toward the restaurant. Guess we'll see you there.
Okay, 3/4 mile from 11 mile or whatever it is. So it says I'll be there at 8:26. Morning, Don. Talk to you in a bit. And 8 at KPP, who got rejected for another 1x2 license. Later.
Oh, you didn't get it. I'll be darned. And I'll be curious to hear if you had time to play with that other radio. So, all right, well, we'll see you in a few. You're right behind us.
Yeah, I did. That's got a story. I mean, it's great radio. It's got everything in it, but I'll tell you about it when I powered it up.
What's that, Phil? I heard you come in there with Wally.
Yeah, I just wanted to, come through my phone here. I'm 10 miles from the Indiana border, and I'm hearing you direct.
Well, I'd like to say that's because I put up awesome repeaters, but I have a feeling there's some enhancement involved. You sound, well, you're on the phone, so. I think you sound great, but yeah. Anyhow, you're not there yet, eh?
About half an hour left. Yeah, just like you said, I think about nine miles from the Indiana border right now. South, I don't know if you know where that is. It's about 20 miles south of the Michigan border.
Well, I know where Fort Wayne is, but I don't know where specifically the event is. So, well, cool. It's a good one, so enjoy. I'm just pulling in right now. I'm going to get a parking spot and get on inside. Have fun, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Oh, Don, you just ruined my day.
All right. Catch you later. W8FU.
Yeah. There's about a 1 second delay between what I'm hearing over the air and coming through here, so, or maybe a little less. All right, talk to you later. Enjoy your breakfast, ABPR.
Hope you're doing something exciting down there, M8KPP.
Just going to the Fort Wayne swap. It's usually pretty good on it. It's pretty big.
Oh, that's cool. You looking for anything, or are you just going to look?
Just going to look. John HTV has a table there. There's one item I'm going to ask him to put on his table for me so you can sell it. So, yeah, that's about it. Usually I walk away with something from there every time I go.
Yeah, I'd be like a kid in a candy store, one of those. It's been a long time since I've been to one, so I am due.
Well, we got the Lon's Cruise one coming up in a couple of weeks. I've got to have a table there, so you don't have to wait very long. All right, 73-ABATR. Enjoy your breakfast.
Take care, dude. We'll miss you. N8KPP. Quinder and 12 Mile. I have arrived to the parking lot of antennas.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
W8RCY, on air with a fully charged radio and battery. W8RCY, clear.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
Software requires a later OS, and if you download earlier version and install it, it'll automatically update itself, and then it says this is not compatible, and my pain in the neck.
Sounds like fun. Well, I've been thinking about upgrading my Mac, but to something older, just newer than mine. It's the last Intel-based Mac. But I don't know. I got better things I could do with me. I got so many computers I'm responsible for. I got at least 3 at work, plus my MacBook. And all that does, basically, is, I should probably just get a tablet. You know, because really all I use it for is to check my email and browse the web and stream media, you know, when I'm not home. I should really just get a tablet and call it a day.
Yeah, most of my computers, they've gotten, you know, go with the smaller SSD drive because it's fast and I have very little local storage needs. Anything and everything document-wise and photos and stuff, it's all synced in the cloud and, you know, really don't care about local hard drive space except for the one music computer. You know, there's a lot of files there that are in FLAC and various other lossless file formats that are cumbersome to have those in the cloud and a bit more costly for storage, so, you know, you have a few terabit drives local to hold all that stuff, and I'm being cheap about it. I can just go and get another computer for about $300 or $400 that will do exactly what I need it to do for probably the next who knows how many years, but I don't want to.
You can't make me. Well, if you're looking for older hardware that's still newer or just to keep your stuff running, let me know. We can get a hold of Anthony. He's probably got something if you're not looking for cutting edge. But it sounds like you've got the hardware. You just got to get it all configured.
Well, I don't have the hardware. The computers that I have are not able to do what I need them to do. And it started with, I had 2 computers die earlier this year. One of my work computers was on its way out, so I upgraded. I got two new, you know, one for my home desk and one for my office desk, work computers, because I want those to always be exactly the same computer. And so the other two have always been a hand-me-down. You know, one goes on the music room desk and one goes on the radio room desk, and because I write off, I can, you know, business can pay for the new ones. And I do, I get, you know, something that's a few years old but still current. But I had 2 failures earlier, and so my usual hand-me-downs didn't get handed down because they weren't upgrading, they were replacing, if that makes sense. Like I said, I'm just being cheap about it. I'll find one and I'll buy it and whatever.
Well, let me know what you're looking for, and go from there. But yeah, I got a 1, 2, 3 work laptops, and then a 4th work computer that just does like legacy programming stuff. But that one I don't keep on top of or anything. It just sits there kind of locked in time. And then got my MacBook, which is my catch-all, you know. That's the one, that's my coffee shop, not work-related. And then I've got my Windows machine for the house. So plenty of computers, more than I'm comfortable having. So that's why I'm just really not in a big hurry to do any of this.
Continue on Cliffs Road for 2 miles.
Okay, here we are. What is this? No, this is, I think this is Steve's alma mater. Right? Didn't he go to Don Darrow? No.
symbol of Royal Oak High School. I don't know. Heading up to Crookston 15, I think it is. I haven't been to Whole Foods in so long. I'm actually going there because I got to return something to Amazon. They've got one of the walk-in, drop-it-off places, so I figured, that works. Deal that at Kohl's, and I hate Kohl's.
Yeah, I did not know they had that. So I'll have to keep that in mind. There's a Whole Foods. I think there's a Whole Foods around us. I don't do the shopping, but Stephen will hit, I think there's one on Telegraph by Maple, or... Well, I'm at Telegraph and Maple. I don't to see if there's a Whole Foods right here. Well, there's a Nino Savaggio's. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, it's a Nino's. Oh, well.
I think there's only two Whole Foods in the area. There's one down in Detroit, and then there's this one out here in Birmingham. I think those are the only ones these days. So, but I don't know. Don't frequent them. And then I do the Trader Joe's, either the one by me in Royal Oak or the one by the kids. I do those occasionally. But for the most part, I don't frequent them. They got a lot of fancy stuff. Some of the stuff looks good, but a lot of it is just, whatever. Oh, I'm right by a place that sells the Cisco phones.
Yeah, I was another that I forgot about. I am attempting to head downtown here to get an early dinner. And Telegraph is a traffic mess. Oh, what's up? It's Saturday, people. Come on.
What's got you out that-a-way? Well, no, wait a minute. That's kind of where you're at, right? You're just... Yeah, that would be the normal
afternoon.
Way home for you. Yeah, I always forget that by the time you get out to you, you're at Telegraph already.
48 degrees.
Our house is actually a little closer to Telegraph than Woodward. Yeah, because Woodward goes at that, 30-degree angle, or I don't think it's 45. I think it's a 30-degree angle or something. But anyway, it's, by the time you get out to the end, you're getting pretty far west. So... go south from my house as the crow flies, and you get right on Telegraph. Telegraph dives west, the west edge of Pontiac and Sylvan there, too, so we have to go west a little and jog back east. But anyway, so just heading downtown for a dinner.
Well, there you go. I am, I think I'm making the final approach here. I am at 15. I got a dash cam. And as soon as the car in front of me starts moving, the dash cam reminds me to keep up in front, I think is what it's saying. It's hard to tell. I'm like, man, you're aggressive. Can I get a little daylight between me and the car ahead of me? So I'm going to have to look into that and see what the hell it's bitching about. Now my car's bitching. I'm too close to the guy in front, so I'm so confused. Which one is it? Anyhow. Oh, wait a minute. There's the Troy Motor Mall. See, this isn't my stomping grounds. So I'm, I got a little ways to go still.
I guess I don't remember where... Whole Foods is out in that direction. You were thinking about it. I was thinking of Nino's. You're right. They're all over town, but I think you're right. Whole Foods is just the one in Detroit and in Birmingham or Troy or whatever.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's the, those are the only two. At least I checked the map just to see how many miles it was, and two of them popped up real quick in the zoomed out. And, I mean, there could be another one way to the south or way to the far west. That wasn't on my map when I looked, but... Okay, so I'm past Liverinoy now, so I'm almost to the golf club at 15 Woodward. So this thing is almost got the railroad tracks and not terribly far from Woodward, so there you have it. All right, I'm turning in. I am here. I'm going to find a parking spot, return my Amazon package, and then go shop with the upper class. See how the other side lives.
I'll keep my comments to myself, but yes, have fun with that. I know where that is now. Yeah, there's a bunch of condos right there. They built up as well. So, have fun. I've got nice stuff there. I'm just getting on the freeway here, finally. K8BB.
Okie doke. Yep, just getting parked now. All right. Catch you in a bit. W8FU. How bougie. How what? Bourgeois. What's bourgeois? Whole Foods. Oh, yeah. $8. EVP here. Almost back home. Well, how was it? It was good. Smaller than last time I was there. Every time you go, less and less tables, but I found a few things I was looking for. So, it was successful for me. Enjoyed it.
Were you selling or just go to buy?
No, just buying, but I did take one thing. I had an MFT antenna analyzer. I took it with me and put it on John's table and I ended up selling it.
There you go. So, yeah, that's one of the ones that I keep saying one of these days I'm going to go to, but I don't know. I've not been doing any swaps lately, so hardly game for an out-of-towner.
Yeah, Hollands Cruz, if I'm pronouncing it right, is in, 3 weeks, I think? I'm kind of getting a table there. Got a few things I still want to sell. Anyways, I've been really digging into the ASL3. I've accomplished a lot of things. I've got a lot of the things that I liked in Hamboy I got now on ASL3.
Roger. Yeah, the best of both worlds. I haven't really done any customization. The only thing I did was on my 5070 box, I installed all the packages so that it works like the Pi appliance with the web page and that configuration interface and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I have the stock web page and all that, and I also got Supermon 7.4 on there. I figured out how to make the voice ID, the ID come out in voice, and also how to add the IP address when it boots up. And I figured out how to do a permanent connect, which wasn't obvious, and was actually commented out in the RPT. That's ULF. So, the last thing I want to do is I'd like to reconfigure the terminal menus, and I think I figured out how to do that. I just got to dig into it and actually do it.
One that I think I heard that, at least last I heard, nobody had figured out was a macro for shutdowns. Because on a Pi node, Pi star node, or not Pi star, yeah, Pi base node, pretty important to shut them down gracefully. So I've always had a macro for shutdown on mine. And something about All-Star 3, Debian 12 or something won't allow that or something. I didn't look into it too terribly. So I don't know that there's a way to do that.
I think it should be pretty easy. I think you just set up a macro in there, or, you know, a touchstone command that translates to the command line, you know, shut down minus R for reboot now, or, you know, that should work. I'll play around with that, and I think that seems pretty obvious.
Well, I didn't look into it. I know Captain Don was trying to do it, and he couldn't, and then I read something about how Debian 12 no longer allows things to run as root, so that's why he couldn't do the shutdown through a macro, but I don't know. It's as far as I went with it. I didn't bother to look into it, so there.
Yeah, it should be able to just use a sudo command. So anyways, all right, just pulling in. So, say hi to the wifey. So I'll catch you later. Hey, ABAP here.
Okay, catch you later. Just heading home from my little excursion to Whole Foods. I just had to return something, Amazon return, and I figured I'd do them for a change and shop there. Nothing's going to bring me back, really. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees.
W-A-E-A-P.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees.
K8BB.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees.
W-A-E-A-P.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 41 degrees.
NADVF.
Good evening. 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 38 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
Four, five, three, zero.